Hi, welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast. We are here at Visalia Lumber Company in Visalia, California. Visalia Lumber Company is owned by Steve and Marianne Hedstrom, and it was started in 1932. We picked Visalia Lumber Company today because on this week's podcast, we're going to talk about the forest fires and brush fires that have been occurring in California. And I am delighted today to have with us Steve Brink from the California Foresters Association. He's the vice president there. Prior to that, he served nearly four decades working for the U.S. Forest Service. So he is a renowned expert in the state of California. He has been watching these fires for many, many years. I guess, Steve, in total, it's been almost 50 years you've been doing this, which is a lot of real life experience that we have here on our show today. And we're going to first start with, for those of you who are out there that don't know California very well, Steve can kind of walk you through the different regions of California. Here in the San Joaquin Valley, we look up at the Sierra Nevadas with the Sequoia Monument, Yosemite National Park, and so on and so forth, and as you go farther north. So, Steve, can you walk our listeners through first where these fires have been and the forests that have been affected and kind of how many acres have been affected over the last few years? And Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me. Yeah, so the landscape of California is essentially, many of your listeners know about the Sierra Nevada mountain range, which starts east of Bakersfield, Lake Isabella, and runs basically to Mount Shasta. And then across the top of the state, up against the Oregon border, is the Klamath Mountains, which is the Klamath River Basin. And then down the west side of the state is the Coast Range, down towards Monterey, San Luis Obispo. And then you change into chaparral, or often known as brush. And so your whole LA Basin, San Diego, San Bernardino, that's all part of the Southern California, which has the lion's share of the brush, unfortunately, as their main vegetative type.
For our national listeners, California is like a country. And so when we talk about the Sierra Nevada mountain range, that's where you're going to see the larger trees. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm going to forget one of the there's a few different varieties, but pine is the main variety, right?
Yeah, pine and fir.
Pine and fir.
And cedar.
Those are the three main varieties. Those are the big trees that you would see in your typical forest. And then in the other areas, when you get closer to Los Angeles and closer to the coastal mountains, it's going to be more brush, along with California oaks, which I don't know if they're called California oaks. That's what I call them.
Yeah.
But you're going to just smaller trees, a lot of oak trees, a lot more brush. Did I describe that correctly?
Yeah, that's right. And then the southeast part of the state is the Mojave Desert. It's mostly desert, which is a driver for the Southern California fires because you get what they're called Santa Ana winds off that desert to blow east to west, sometimes up to 80 miles an hour. And, of course, those are hot and dry, and that's why you get the explosive fires in the brush in Southern California.
Steve, one of the things that I hear a lot as I'm traveling is people always say, oh, my gosh, it's so dry. I just heard you guys haven't had any rain for months there in California. And I always have to stop and explain to people, look, we're a Mediterranean climate. It is quite normal for us not to have rain for 5, 6, 7, 8 months out of the year. And that's one of the challenges here that people don't realize as trees continue to grow, as we've been cutting less and less trees, we've been not maintaining the forests. And with this Mediterranean climate, it has nothing to do with a drought or lack of water. As much as it is, it's just a fact that we have not had proper forest management. And can you walk us through, kind of, if you could, those management challenges and how they've changed over the last, since you've been involved in this industry, kind of what we used to do and now what we're doing today and what's led to these catastrophic fires, which have burned, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres?
Yeah, on the forest lands, the biggest problem is on the federal lands, the national forests, where, just a couple of numbers for some context. The national forests in California grow at the rate of 4 billion board feet per year. The Forest Service annually only removes less than 10% of that annual growth. And so the forests just keep growing and growing and growing, getting denser and denser and denser. And we see that in the inventories. It's just they're up over now on average with over 300 trees per acre when they're really in a Mediterranean climate. Sorry about that.
That sounds like a train. You're by a train somewhere.
Yeah, a train behind me. The Mediterranean climate, as you said, 6-7 months of dry weather, and that's why we get the big fires usually in the fall, because there's no moisture in the vegetation. So if you get an ignition, if you got any wind, you're going to have a big fire. But it's the grossly overly dense situation on the national forest that just compounds that.
You mentioned the 4 billion. The 4 billion, what did you call it? It was...
The 4 billion board feet per year of annual growth.
Board feet. So that's what's being added, and you're only... Today, we're only taking out 10% of that.
Yeah.
What was happening, you know, 2, 3, 4 decades ago when you would add... So there would be 4 billion of growth. How much would we take out on an annual basis?
More in the neighborhood of 40 to 50% of the annual growth would be removed, which is what you would want to see over time, because you want to put growth on bigger trees. And so you're not going to take all the annual growth every year. 40 or 50% is probably about right. And that's where we were at up until the spotted owl crisis in the early 1990s. And that's when the harvest levels dropped about 80% in California on the national forest.
And prior to that, when I was a kid, and you would know better than me, because you've been following this for so long, but there was not... We did not have these types of fires back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I mean, these really started in the 2000s, and of course, this decade has just been catastrophic over the last few years.
Yeah, typically in the 60s and 70s, as I recall, a big fire was 15,000 acres, and now they're 100,000 to 200,000 acres. Yeah, it's just grossly dense number of trees. There's just too much vegetation on the landscape, and it just can't support that. The research has been clear that, you know, 100 years ago, 20 trees or maybe a little more was typical on the landscape. Now we got 300. And so it's just way too dense. And so as a result, since 2011 on the national forests in California, we're burning on average 378,000 acres a year just on the national forest.
378,000 acres a year. Since what? Since 2011?
11, yeah. And the Forest Service has only been able to do fuels reduction on, it's generally been in the 160,000 acres per year range. They did very well this year. They got up to 220,000, which is great, but it's still far short, and they know it's far short of where they would like to be.
And one of the challenges now, too, is because they limited the access to the forest, they limit the amount of trees that we could take down, they limit the amount of fire breaks that you could build. A couple things have happened. First and foremost, the free market. A lot of the timber industry is essentially gone from this state. You see, like in the area, my area, we used to have 4 or 5 different companies that would do tree removal and produce lumber, like that sold right here out of the place where we're at Visalia Lumber Company in the San Joaquin Valley. Today, that's no longer those. We're down to just one timber mill in the southern San Joaquin Valley, and I know up in the north there's a few more, but still, I would assume that probably 80% of the capacity has also dropped over the last 20 years.
That's exactly right. As the harvest dropped, the infrastructure dropped proportionately as well. We now have 30 active sawmills, medium large sawmills in the state. Sierra Forest Products there at Tarabella is the furthest south in the whole state of an active operating sawmill. Back in the early 80s, we had 151 medium and large size sawmills, and today we have 30. So you're exactly right.
What has this meant also to the sale of timber? So I'm assuming back in, you know, what percentage of the lumber that would go to build homes and infrastructure here in California? Let's just take like a year in the 1980s. What was the average amount that was imported into the state from either another state or another country versus today, which I would imagine is quite a bit higher of the amount of timber that we have to import, which means jobs, high-paying jobs that should be here, very technical work going up and removing trees and creating timber out of those trees, very high-paying jobs that are no longer located here. Those jobs have now moved to other states and other countries. Do you have a number of what the percentage of trees or lumber that we now import versus 30 years ago?
Yeah, today we're in the 70 to 80%
of import
range as far as import. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more like probably 40 or 50% 30, 40 years ago when we were harvesting substantially more. Now, the good news about California's forest infrastructure is we do process everything that's harvested in the state is processed in the state, in the lumber or veneer for plywood. But it's a global marketplace, so it all doesn't stay in the state. I think it's in the neighborhood 63% is stays in the state and is used in the state. But there, it's a niche market everywhere. For example, fir. The East Coast likes fir for framing lumber instead of their southern pine, because you can drive a nail in the fir where he can't in a piece of pine and just bend nails all day. And so you're in competition all over the country as well as outside of the country. It's a global marketplace that you have to compete in. So you got to be extremely efficient to stay in business, not just in California, but anywhere in the forest business in the United States.
So today on today's podcast, we've talked about the problems, the challenges, the catastrophic fires, the problems that it's created here in the San Joaquin Valley and all over California. And we're with Steve Brink, who is the vice president of the California Forestry Association. Steve, I thank you for describing the problem. On next week's podcast, we're going to have you back on and we're going to discuss solutions to the challenges that we have here in California's forests and rangelands. So, Steve, thank you for being with us. We look forward to hearing the solutions on the next podcast. This is Devin Nunes signing off. Until next time on the Devin Nunes podcast, we'll see you then.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams. It whips the dust up and rains pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We've started wondering if we even matter at all. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard work and family can fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days.
That's why they call her the home of the brave.
With a prayer and a purpose. compass, we're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days, 'cause we've kept our American faith.
Paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.